All right, yo, you're listening to Bite Size Pickleball. This is Vin Diesel. What up, yo, sweethearts? I am the mega famous actor who didn't win any Academy Awards last weekend, which is a total shocker to me. You know, it's totally rigged. And anywho, you want to dominate the pickleball court like a true champion? It, you know, it's rigged. Oh, I just said that. I sound like a broken freaking record.
Oh, no.
You want to lap the competition like Hot Wheels on a steaming, wet pavement? Do you want me, the Diesel, to narrate your romance novel, baby? You're so beautiful. You know that, don't you?
Stop.
You are beautiful.
Stop.
We could do so much good together, you and me, in your romance novel. Anyway, in the meantime, let me lay down my top five pickleball tips for you, Diesel style. Yeah! Number one, control the center of the court. Just like in life, you gotta take command of your space. Like I command the ladies, wink, wink. Keep that ball in play and dominate the middle ground. It's much easier. Excuse me, I'm getting a little developmentally disabled these days in my brain sometimes because, you know, the ladies, they do things to me. But anyway, getting back to the subject. Wait, what was the subject? Oh, right, pickleball. It's much harder to pass you on the outside. So hump the middle, baby. Hump the middle. Can you see me doing that? Can you see the Diesel right here in the studio? Hump in the middle. Number two, don't underestimate the power of teamwork. Pickleball's not just about you, unless you play singles. It's about your partner, too. It's my whole friggin' Hollywood pit crew helps keep my beautiful ass, I mean my chassis, together. Work together. Be beautiful together. Communicate and watch each other's backs. That's the pickleball code, bro. Number three. That's right. We got two more. We got three more to go, including number three. Anticipate your opponent's moves. You gotta stay one step ahead, like I do with the, you know what I'm gonna say, dudes? Like I do with the ladies. I'm a master strategist. Is that mofo thinking he's gonna sneak one past me? I don't think so. Keep your eyes sharp, read the game, and react with lightning speed at the wheel or with your paddle. That's the paddle code, bro. Focus. Sorry, getting ahead of myself. I'm getting excited about this. I memorized this monologue only yesterday. Number four, that's right. Focus on consistency over the power, right? Can I get an amen on that, Reggie? Come on. Yeah, you might have some brute force, like a lot of HP under your hood that's hung like a horsepower, like the Diesel. But precision and control are what win games. Did you get that? Precision and control. We control our instruments when we're actors. We control. Our whole body moves in tandem with the mind control stuff. So aim for accuracy. Not just hitting it hard. You got that? I mean, Diesel hits things hard, you know, but because it's, look, it's muy importante. See, I am bilingual. Oh, you know, we shot a lot of Fast and Furious Part 37 down in Mexico, and I learned what I needed to say to the ladies at all the loco bordellos, but I digress. That means I'm driving off course. And before I drive too far and I wind up at Fast and Furious 87, how old will I be? Number five, never let up on the hustle. Don't be quitting on your partner. It's just like Hollywood, honey, baby. Pickleball's a game of endurance and grit and sexiness. You are so sexy, baby.
Stop.
You know I'm looking at you.
Stop.
You know I'm talking about
Stop
you, don't
it.
You? Stay
You're
relentless.
Crazy, baby.
Keep pushing, push it real good. And never back down until you have claimed victory. Or as I like to say, pedal to the metal, bitches. And I'm not being sexist when I say bitches. You're all bitches. You know what I'm saying, bitches? So there you have it, my fine fellow sexy picklers. Follow these tips and you'll be dominating the court like a true champion, like the diesel dominates the reading of poetry. Yeah, bet you didn't know that. I just got a knack for that kind of thing. Remember, ladies, remember that. I'm a poet and I know it, and I'll read a poem for you. Anyway, remember, it ain't just about winning. It's about playing with heart and honor and pride and courage and fearlessness and patience and a tad sexy. And oh, wait. There's one more thing. We got to go six, not just five. I know Ricky Tiki Tavi, host of this show, won't care about if I go a little over. I think he's making some friggin' donuts and muffins or something like that with some of that cannabis stuff in it over in the kitchen. But anyway, number six, stop running into enemy fire because some intermediate player tells you to. You know, it's called a transition zone for a reason. So you don't end up looking all tattooed like the Diesel. All right, I'm out of here. That's guest host Vin Diesel, Bite-Sized Pickleball, out.